Vavakama, we're about to begin Perek Shlishi, the third Perek. The first Mishnah tells us about the interaction between a human being's activities and that of a boar, a pit or some other stumbling block that he may be liable for. The Mishnah begins, Hamaniach es hakad b'reshus harabim. If someone places down their jug in a public domain, uva acher v'niskal ba u'shavara, and somebody else comes along and trips on it, and breaks the kad, breaks the jug, pater. The person who tripped on it is pater, is not held liable. The Gemara explains that the reason they're not liable is because it's simply not the manner of people to watch out for obstacles like that on the road. They're busy with their own thoughts and not looking out after other people's property, and there's no expectation that they do. The Mishnah continues, in Huzak Ba, what happens though if the person who tripped on it is damaged by this jug that he tripped over? So then, Baal HaChavis Chayav Benisko, the owner of that chavis, the person who owns the jug or the barrel, is considered to be liable for the nezek, for the damages. And he's liable even under a scenario where he was mafkir, where he gave away his ownership of the jug. And the reason for that is because a person had no right to put the jug down in the public domain in the first place, and therefore, even though he's mafkir it, he is considered to be liable for that damage. Now, even though the pasuk says nafal shama shor, when it talks about a pit, it says that the shor falls in, and Chazal make a drasha shor v'lo adam. This applies to an ox and not to a human being. In this case of the Mishnah, the human being was damaged. That exclusion of a human being is only regarding if the person were to die. That the person would not be held liable the way they would for an animal that falls in. However, when it comes to damages, whether it's of a human being or of an animal, are all included in the obligation of being liable for your boar, for your pit. The next case in the Mishnah says, Nishbara kado b'rishus harabim. If your jug broke in rishus harabim, and this is as a result of your tripping, when you trip and fall, v'huchluk echad b'mayim, and your jug had water in it, and someone subsequent to your falling and breaking the jug, somebody slips on the water from the jug, o shalaka b'charoseha, or he is damaged by the shards of that jug, chayav, the owner of the jug, is chayav, is liable for the nezek, for the damages, even though he tripped. And that's because this man da'amar, the Tanakama here in the Mishnah, is of the opinion that niskal posheahu, that somebody who trips is considered to be a poshea, someone who's negligent. That negligence means that you are going to be obligated, going to be liable. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, however, Rabbi Yehuda is going to differ with the Tanakama, and he's of the opinion that a person who is niskal, somebody who trips, is not a poshea, is not considered to be a negligent person, but rather tripping is considered to be an ones, is something to be something that someone has no control over. Therefore, b'miskavein, if a person, after he breaks his jug by falling, he still has kavana to hold, maintain ownership of the shards or the water, then he's chayev, then he's liable for the damages caused by them, because then it is considered to be his boar. And b'ena miskaven, however, if he has no intention of maintaining ownership after they break, since the Rebbe Yehuda is of the opinion that he's considered to be an onus and not in control of his actions, therefore he is pater, he is not held liable.